Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This coverage of the 66th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, is supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts, the Four Bears Casino and Lodge in Newtown, North Dakota, and by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Pro Rodeo Association are celebrating 20 years of Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night in an attempt to raise breast cancer awareness and find a cure. Pro Rodeo is the charter sport to do so. We have results of round number 5 of 10 interviews with its winners, including Tlingit Native American Jacob Lees, bareback bronc rider, and Texas tie-down roper, NFR rookie Joel Harris. A 91-point tie in the bareback bronc riding, Utah's Dean Thompson aboard a horse Boot Barn Nightcrawler of the Pickett Pro Rodeo Company from Texas tied it with Jacob Lees living in Idaho. He is a Tlingit Alaska Native cowboy. He rode a bucking horse of the First Nations of Canada C5 Rodeo Company owner, the horse Virgil. Keenan Hayes of Colorado was the number one man in the world with 5 rounds to go in the bareback riding. Steer wrestler Jesse Brown was a 3.6-second time to pick up the win in the $33,687 that pays first for every event for each round. Will Loomis of Mississippi is first in the aggregate and first in the world. Indian country, unfortunately, had a bunch of no times. Eric Rogers, Navajo, and his partner Paul Ease from Missouri. They maintained third in the average and 10th in the world, though. Brenton Hall, Cherokee, and Michael Profili from Texas were a no time. Hall maintained 7th in the world standings. Coleman Proctor, Cherokee, was a no time with his partner, Logan Medlin from New Mexico. Proctor is 4th in the world standings. J.C. Yakuo, Manhandadatsa, and Arikara from Mandaree, North Dakota, split 4th and 5th with his partner, Buddy Hawkins, from Texas. He has moved up to 6th in the world standings. Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe won their third round with a quick 3.6-second time representing Texas. They are number one in the average and number one in the world team roping. Another tie in the saddle bronc riding with an 89.5-point ride. The second win of the week for each of our cowboys, Rider Ride of Utah moves to number one in the world on a bucking horse crossbreeds Captain Hook of the Kirsten Vold Rodeo Company from Colorado. He split that round with Wyoming cowboy Brody Wells on a great horse, Black Tie of the Sankey Pro Rodeo Company from Montana. Rider Ride, number one in the world. Tie-down roping. Joel Harris won the round with a 7.6-second time, representing Texas, as well as Riley Webb winning the average that is worth over $86,000 if he is the best on 10. He is also first in the world. Barrel racing, Cassie Mowry won her second round in a row. A 13.43-second time in the cloverleaf pattern took her to the top. That is her second win of the week. Haley Kinzel has won 3 rounds. She is first in the aggregate and first in the world standings, representing Texas. 3 qualified rides in the bull riding when the dust cleared. Cooper James of Utah was 88.5 on Shot in the Dark, another great bull of Sutton Rodeo Companies from South Dakota. Josh Frost of Utah is number one in the world standings in the bull riding with 5 rounds to go at the Wrangler NFR. Tlingit Native Alaskan Cowboy winner round 5 with a whopping 91 points. Jacob Lees, that's got to be awesome.
That was so awesome. Anytime I see my name next to that horse, I know it's going to be good. The nerves still get you on something like that, but it's nothing I haven't done before, so I just know I can do it again. So it's really something. You know, that's something you dream about as a kid. If you want to be a rodeo cowboy, you dream of coming to the NFR and you dream of taking that victory lap. There's only one other thing, and that's the world championship, but that's something special as well.
Jacob Lees, winner round number 5. Joel Harris, San Angelo, Texas, in the winner's circle, round number 5 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo tie-down roping. Joe, that sounds awfully good. How long have you been working for that win in your life?
Some would say since I've been in a car seat, because I would be swinging a little piggy string when I was 1-2 years old, roping dogs walking by, so I guess it's 20 years in the making.
How does it feel to ride that lap in front of a sold-out house, in front of Cowboy Channel and everybody?
Oh, I mean, there's no fans like the NFR fans. Yeah, you can't put it into words as much as you try to.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Manhandadatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.